Welcome to the Hardware Asylum Podcast Extras. The current situation got you down? We have a list of upcoming PC games to get excited about. I'm your host, Dennis Garcia. With me today, I have Darren King. Last episode on the Hardware Asylum Podcast, we talked about a hit new party game, Among Us.
We did.
And I thought it might be kind of fun to look at what other games are due out later in this situation year of 2020.
Well, I know everybody's had more gaming time on their hands, or at least they've been home more.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think, going to be a really great fall season for PC gamers.
You think?
I do. Well, not only just because everyone's home, but there are a lot of really great titles coming out for the holiday season.
Well, let's go down a list. We have PC Games N up on the old laptop. Speaking of, we don't have the podcast machine this month.
You know, I noticed that. We are recording in a more portable format.
I would say we're going old school with the classic laptop recording. It's still running through the Focusrite. We still have our pretty kick-ass microphones.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see if our listeners at home can tell the difference.
Well, maybe.
Maybe not.
Let us know in the comments or on Twitter.
Absolutely. Call us out. Tell us whether the podcast machine makes a difference. We'll find out. But in the meantime, let's talk about some of the hot games that are coming up.
Upcoming PC games Q4 2020.
Ooh, this first one is one I'm personally very excited about because it has a VR aspect to it. I think it's going to be the killer VR app. And not only that, but VR is not required. And that is Star Wars Squadrons.
Squadrons. Star Wars TIE Fighter released 26 years ago. So the upcoming Starship Battlestars, Star Wars Squadrons. Yeah. Was well overdue. EA. This is an EA game?
And isn't everything now EA or Microsoft?
Yeah, that's true.
So this is basically, I mean, that's really a good description of it. Spirit's a successor to TIE Fighter. Well, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
But like I say, the coolest thing about this is it allows you to be in the cockpit. If you have VR, then you can do the full VR experience, which I think is going to be crazy, maybe even a little vomit-inducing. Mm. But the HUDs are realistic. The videos that I've seen so far show some pretty good dogfight action in space. So excited about it.
I don't know if it will ever beat Star Wars in the arcade back in the 80s.
Yeah, you know, I am excited. Like I said, we've had Half-Life Alyx was a really killer AAA title, although mm-hmm. very short for VR. And this is kind of the next big thing. And it'll allow you to play against non-VR players, so maybe it's an advantage. I don't know.
Oh, well, you'll have to get it and let us know.
Now, this next one's going to make a lot of people excited, myself included. One of my favorite games of all time. They're releasing number 3, Baldur's Gate 3.
I like the opening sentence here. It's official. Baldur's Gate 3 is real. If you like D&D, you will be happy.
Well, I think that's fair, although Baldur's Gate is more, I think, arcadey than pure Dungeons & Dragons. But, I mean, it's either Baldur's Gate or Diablo. I think people know what side of the fence they fall on for that style of game.
That's true. Next on the list, we have another Star Wars game.
Yeah, but this is LEGO Star Wars. Now, I know in your house, the LEGO games are pretty popular. In mine, they seem very hit or miss.
This one looks like fun, actually. I'm not going to read the opening sentence. You can check out the link in the description below for descriptions on all these games.
Well, the impressive part of this one is, according to this thing, that you'll be able to explore the inside of Star Destroyers, each made with up to 18 million digital bricks.
Oh my gosh.
So, that can't be bad.
No, cannot at all. Next one, we have Watch Dogs Legion.
Oh, now this one's tough for me. Now, I have to admit that I thought the first Watch Dogs was interesting and kind of groundbreaking and kind of got old fast.
I think somebody gifted me Watch Dogs, the original one.
Yeah.
And I was really super excited about it because this is the one where you are in the gangs of Hong Kong, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't get past the third person aspect of it.
Yeah, and it had an interesting hacking mechanism where you could hack just about everything. Mm-hmm. I think my problem with it is it just didn't advance quick enough to hold my attention with the story, and everything else Grand Theft Auto kind of did better.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
Games that have hacking aspects of it with an excellent story, Deus Ex series.
Ooh, yeah. Now, where's the new Deus Ex?
Oh, I don't know, but that would be awesome, especially with like hot ray tracing and stuff. Ooh, yeah.
Maybe coming. Now, the pictures for this one are pretty, though, so we'll see.
Yeah. Dirt 5.
Wow. Now, Dirt, in my mind, is kind of that game that eventually someone gives you in a bundle, which is sort of sad because I feel like the Dirt games keep getting better and better, but they just don't seem to be that talked about.
And I'm looking down the list here, not to, you know, discredit Dirt from being just Dirt, but we have the three pinnacle cars that are always in every racing game. The Ford Cosworth, Escort Cosworth, an Aston Martin of some sort, the Vantage in this case, and the Porsche 911 GT3.
Well, yeah, and they'll be the newest versions, and I'm sure they'll be pretty. And I do like that Dirt allows you to have so many different varieties of racing, but it just has never hooked me. Now, of course, I haven't found a PC driving game that I've really liked in a long time. And
oh, yeah. I haven't played a driving game since Street Racing Syndicate on the original Xbox.
Oh, it's been a long time for me, too. And I feel like the console ones have done it better. And maybe I just need to suck up and buy a wheel. I don't know.
Now, well, the one thing before we move on, these are all street cars, and the title of the game is Dirt.
Yeah, about that. Okay, next.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
I feel like Assassin's Creed's kind of become the EA sports game of adventure games because it seems like there's a new one every year, or maybe it's every other year. And now at least they're trying different settings. Now, you may not know this, but they are talking about, and maybe it will actually happen when COVID is over, an Assassin's Creed movie, which might be interesting because most people don't remember that there's sort of a meta storyline about going back in time that's part of Assassin's Creed. Most of us just kind of ignore. But it could be a fun thing. However, Vikings, either love them or you hate them, I think, is kind of where you're going here.
Well, I think that they can get away with it because they won't wear a mask.
Truth. Okay. Ooh, now, this next one, I have to admit, is a dark horse for me. I don't know anything about it. Godfall.
Well, the title seems good. Let's see. It's a loot 'em up as an ARPG. What's the A stand for?
Action.
Okay. That replaces standard issue shooting with slashing. So it's like Skyrim.
Well, I suspect it's probably more like a first-person hack and slash with some leveling aspects and maybe some crafting.
The last sentence, I think, might clear it up. Expect class builds with a slew of armor options to deck yourself out. That kind of sounds like microtransaction galore.
Could be. Now, there's a trailer there, so, check it out. Maybe it's your thing.
Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Now, I think you were talking to me about this one. I have never played a Yakuza game, but aren't they sort of like a Grand Theft Auto style game?
This one I'm not too familiar with, but some of them are. Yes, they're a lot like GTA where you go around and do stuff and get stuff and complete tasks.
Now, although this is a PC game, it does prominently call out that this is an Xbox Series X launch title. So, take that how you will.
Yeah, definitely no ray tracing in that game. Oh, this one, I like the title. I don't know about it, though. Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold War.
Well, it wouldn't be a new year without a new Call of Duty game. Now, I have to admit that I have been kind of looking at Warzone and potentially getting involved in that with some of the folks I play online with regularly, just to, give me some variety for my usual Battlefield 5 since it's no longer officially supported.
Didn't Battlefield 5 come out like 3 months ago or something?
It's been longer than that, but the new Battlefield game, of course, is a year away, which means Call of Duty has a pretty clear window. They're not going head-to-head for one of the very few times in history, so I imagine that the Call of Duty games will make more money than God.
Well, they do anyway.
Truth. But anyway, they're bringing back the zombie mode, which a lot of people love. Other than that, what to expect. You're getting a different setting, same game. So, you know, rock on with your bad self.
I do like that this is the Cold War, and it's going to be released in November, which is not warm.
Ooh, now this next one, it seems like the press was hot, then cold, then hot, then cold, and it's been postponed a couple times. And if you didn't get from that, we're talking about Cyberpunk 2077, or maybe you know it as the Keanu Reeves game.
Wouldn't it be interesting if they held on to it until 2077?
Oh my gosh. The previews for this look stellar. There's a lot of press, a lot of paid shills out there probably, but the early buzz is really high. And I've seen this game with some nice early access deals because maybe of COVID, or they're maybe afraid that they're competing with Call of Duty. I don't know. Anyway, I was initially on the fence, got a little cold from the delay, and now I'm maybe back on board. But Dennis, it might be a third-person game.
Oh, no, that's terrible. the one positive here, though, is if these release dates are accurate, we have Call of Duty coming out on the 13th of November and then Cyberpunk on the 19th of November, which gives players a good 5 weeks to find out that Call of Duty is just like all the other ones and stop playing it.
Oh, well, or the cheaters to come out, right?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, now this one's interesting.
That's a... Who's that, Medusa?
It's sort of like a fat Medusa, like a Medusa Job of the Hutt thing. All right.
The Immortals, Phoenix Rising.
Phoenix, I think is Phoenix. What that is.
Yeah, it's kind of like fentanyl.
Phoenix is like a wolf, right? So it could be like a shape changer, maybe.
Maybe. Let's find out.
Oh, I feel like...
We're Googling.
We're failing to Google. There's a picture of a pig for Watchdog Legions. What?
I think it's just a name because it's going back to the game we're trying to talk about here.
All right. So let's come back and bring it around. So I don't know anything about this one, but it does say that it's Ubisoft's
and it takes on
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. This game used to be called Gods and Monsters in the early advertising. Looks like we're going Greek Odyssey, so you could be right with the Medusa there. Yeah. Gorgon, Cyclops, Hydras, puzzles, dungeons.
Yeah. If you can't tell, we're not excited.
Yeah.
Next one.
The Medium.
With the makers of Layers of Fear and Blair Witch Project behind it, and an abandoned hotel resort as its setting.
Ooh,
the Medium has psychological horror written all over it.
Well, you know, I used to be a big fan of these horror games, and then they just kind of got stale. But what I do like is what you didn't mention. This one's going to be scored by Akira Yamaoka, who did the Silent Hill stuff, which is pretty spooky if you have a good surround sound system. So that, at least, is a plus.
And it's going to be released in the holiday of 2020.
Which means good luck. If it comes out...
It comes out.
Right. You'd think they'd try to catch Halloween, but yeah, that ship has sailed.
I don't know. That, based on the description, I might have to look this one up.
Yeah, I feel like that's at least worth checking out a demo for the atmosphere alone.
Outriders is the next one. As far as shooter developers go, the atmospheric new IP Outriders comes from a good stock. People Can Fly created Ooh. Gears of War, Judgment, and the most overlooked and best FPS games, that is... Bulletstorm.
So I liked Bulletstorm, and it just seems sort of stillborn.
Yeah, it was really hot because of, you know, marketing, and not so much after that. There is a bit here at the bottom. We delve into our Outriders impression. Here's also classes that take inspiration from Diablo.
Well, it doesn't really say too much about it there. I'd like to see a trailer, I think. I like Diablo, and I... was not bad on Bulletstorm or Gears of War, so it's a good sign. There's a lot of FPSs coming out, though, and you got to take on the juggernaut that is Call of Duty, so I wish them luck.
Well, there isn't an official release date, so that's probably why we don't know that much yet. Next one, we got Prologue.
Now, these are games that have just been announced now, not very solid. Not to say that the list was very solid anyway.
That's true. This one... something from the developers of PUBG, so maybe good, I don't know.
Now, PUBG certainly took the world by storm, but now I feel like there are a lot of people doing it.
Well, and it's kind of like how, you know, Microsoft gave away Internet Explorer for free back in the day, and everyone switched because it was free.
Uh-huh.
Everyone went away from PUBG because Fortnite is free.
Well, we don't know a lot about this one, but the rumors are that this is maybe going to be a scary or zombie-esque version of King of the Hill. Time will tell.
That would be fun. Next one, Ruined King. The Ruined King may be a League of Legends game, but it's also somewhat of a departure from the franchise. It's to be completed in 2020. We don't know much about it.
Yeah, we got some pictures. Ruined King is kind of a cool title.
Convergence, another League of Legends spinoff, so probably in the same vein. Oh, hey, look at this. Doesn't that look like...
It's a Jaxx and Daxter thing, maybe, right?
Yeah. The Biomutant. Oh, no. This is somebody that watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, Rocket. Okay, I see it now.
It says here, Biomutant came from a pretty much nowhere. We know where. But the vibrant and mysterious world reveals that in its initial trailer has made us embrace with the open arms.
Well, they did a good trailer, at least. To be determined. The picture's kind of interesting. A lot going on there.
Yeah. Babylon's Fall. That doesn't sound very good at all.
Platinum Games, dark fantasy title. All right, it looks like it could be four-player co-op. Neo 2, the sequel to Team Ninja Scrolls game.
This one doesn't even have a release date.
Yeah, it was originally coming to PC, found its way on Steam. Ah, here we go. Rainbow Six Quarantine.
Another Ubisoft player versus everyone mode.
I thought we had a date for this. Oh, yeah, it was revealed at E3 2019.
and then the situation happened, and it probably sent everyone home.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Of course, Ubisoft is kind of hit or miss, but...
That's true.
Rainbow Six has a pretty hardcore following, so if we got a... looks like three-player PvE co-op might be fun.
Three-player co-op? That's kind of odd. Normally, it's like 2 to 4.
Yeah, and Rainbow Six had some squad elements to it, too. Well, we'll see. Maybe they should call it Rainbow 3.
This one, I'm a little interested in this game. Hitman 3.
Now, I've seen the previews for this one, and it looks like not only did they revisit some of the classic locations in much higher resolution graphics, but they added some new ones, too. Now, I imagine the game is going to be pretty much what you'd expect with some new technologies and some new tricks, you know, thrown in. But Hitman is kind of one of those things that has a hardcore following. And I have to admit, I probably own a Hitman game, but I don't think I've ever given it a chance.
Ooh, this one. Okay. I have a love and hate relationship with this particular game. Far Cry 6.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I played Far Cry 1 and Far Cry 2, played religiously a lot. And I really like those games. It went off the rails for 3. Didn't really come back for 4. 5, I bought.
I thought 5 was the one that we played some co-op on at a LAN party with the Boise LAN folks.
That could be.
Yeah, it had an interesting antagonist, but it just didn't capture me.
Yeah, well, Far Cry 6, hopefully we'll bring it back. But again, it's an Ubisoft game. And, here we go. The villain, Anton Castallo, is played by Breaking Bad's...
Giancarlo Esposito, who's the bad guy in everything. I mean, I feel like he's become the go-to menacing fella in every TV series out there.
Well, especially when you have a Spanish influence, which this is in Havana. So this should be good.
I have to admit that the art that they're showing is beautiful. And unlike a lot of these, Hitman has a January 20th release date, by the way. Mm-hmm. But Far Cry 6 has a February 18th release date. So they've got at least a very fairly solid date, which is better than a lot of the Ubisoft stuff.
Yeah. We have Riders Republic, looks like a biking game.
Yeah, some kind of extreme sports.
Oh, Roller Champions. Do you like Rocket League and Roller Derby?
Oh, this is like my Battle Angel Alita, maybe. I don't know.
Well, there is a little Mexican octopus in the back there.
Yeah, well, you know, Rocket League just went free-to-play, if you didn't know that. So it's got a massively increased following, and they're probably capitalizing on that.
So Rocket League became free-to-play once it was delisted on Steam and went to EA.
Is that why that happened?
Or Epic, sorry, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that's just more of Epic trying to get people onto their game launcher, and they're doing a decent job of releasing some fun titles. I'll give them that.
All right, we have Deathloop. Having played Dishonored games, we are excited about anything developer Arkane is working on.
Did you play Dishonored?
I did not play Dishonored.
That one had that beautiful EA trailer that got discredited as not actual in-game footage back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I have never been back to it, but I heard it plays a lot like Assassin's Creed.
Well, that might be fun. Psychonauts 2. Psychonauts 2, you continue playing as the same protagonist from the first game, Roz.
Now, I have to admit that the original Psychonauts is a bit of a cult favorite for mine. It's cute. It's original. There was nothing like it. And I feel like it's 20 plus years old. So, okay. Welcome back.
Yeah. Let's see this next one. Humankind. There is a picture of a Spanish galleon sort of thing.
Oh, that sure looks like your usual, tactical, StarCraft-y Age of Empires kind of game.
That might be fun. Resident Evil 8 Village. Oh.
I feel like we were just talking about this because we were talking about, which of these games, the horror games, were good. And Resident Evil is certainly all over the map, but maybe the most prolific title.
To be determined in 2021. Chivalry 2?
Didn't play it.
It doesn't look very good either.
Completely revamped, I saw.
Oh my gosh.
Now here.
Oh my gosh. I like the last line here, the official Xbox deodorant. This is Halo Infinite.
Oh, they're bringing Halo back to PC again. Now, they just barely ported Halo back to the PC. Which one was it?
I think it was 2.
2, yeah. And I feel like this means that Microsoft is finally admitting that the console is close enough to the PC that it's worth their effort to port games.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll get back to that era where Xbox One and Microsoft saying everything has to be for Xbox first, PC next.
Could be. Now, the most interesting thing about this is kind of hidden in the details. It's using a brand new Halo Infinite engine.
Ooh,
so
that should be good.
Expect dramatically increased graphics, which is good because Halo had a unique look, but it wasn't particularly graphic intensive.
No. And I did like how you could throw a grenade at your little buggy and it would just flip over. It wouldn't explode.
Indestructible, the Warthog.
Next one, Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2. Now, I want to say that the Masquerade has been a game, it was released something like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's still on sale for like $12.
And, they've embraced the culture of letting the outside world help. So the game was nearly dead, and I'm a huge fan. Originally, the IP was from a role-playing game system that was really unique. And the first Vampire the Masquerade, in my opinion, is one of the really great games out there that was released so buggy it was almost unplayable, and it was saved by the community. Mm. But it took time to get there.
Yeah, and it's still, you can still buy it.
And I would definitely recommend it if you like a little bit of a dark, gritty adult theme that isn't adult, I guess, in that way. Mm-hmm. You owe it to yourself to pick up the first one. It's not expensive. It's really in-depth, and the community helped for it. It's given us some high-res stuff. They fixed the bugs, the storylines. The game really has, like you said, long legs, and it's a unique gameplay experience, and I'm looking forward to 2.
I like that they have it set in Seattle as well. Seattle seems like the perfect vampire town.
It really does. Think? It's always cloudy, and so, people are depressed and moody anyway, right?
Yeah. And
maybe?
turn down the downtown and stuff. Let's see. The Outlast Trials. I don't know about this.
Oh, and that sort of sounds like every teen novel that was made into a movie over the last 10 years. Mm. So it's probably a King of the Hill game.
We have the Kerbal Space Program 2. That's a fun game for about an hour, right?
Oh, I found that once you got past the surface, it was really involved and maybe too much so.
Next one, Stalker 2.
Ooh.
Now, this is the one game that I used to use in a lot of my video card reviews as a benchmark, the Stalker Shadow of Chernobyl.
Well, the whole Stalker universe is really detailed. It kind of reminds me of Metro, two games with really well-established worlds. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with the sequel. And this is the survival horror sequel, so not so much a first-person shooter, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was the one thing that Metro did really well was the horror aspect of it. I mean, you have some real-world impacts, but then what happens below the surface is just really good. I like that. Sherlock Holmes, Chapter 1.
I guess we're due. It says open world. That scares me. Okay.
It'd be like Myst. As a Sherlock Holmes sort of thing, right?
Well, that could be. I don't recognize the developer either, so your mileage may vary.
Super Meat Boy Forever? It kind of looks like an indie game.
Well, Super Meat Boy was kind of popular. I thought it was actually a console-specific game. Platformer, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
All right, I'm spinning through.
Let's see, we're looking for highlights now. Oh, no, that one seems like it's been delayed forever.
Yeah, we have Dying Light 2. I've seen a lot of the gameplay, the concept gameplay stuff, and it's basically taking the original Dying Light, but then adding society around it. So now all of a sudden, instead of you battling all the zombies in an enclosed space, you have to battle different factions plus the zombies.
Nice.
So you can choose to get along with them or you can choose to kill them.
Well, I have to admit, we played the heck out of Dying Light. It made a great co-op game.
It was awesome.
Everything was good, but the cars.
Well, the car thing, that was the add-on, and it was fun once you get past a certain point. But when you first started in it, it was terrible.
I just felt like you were in a little training wheel section of the map. But
yeah.
The rest of the game was fantastic. In fact, if you only play just the core game, one of the great game experiences out there.
And it's one that you can play over and over because you can do different things.
It's true.
Skull and Bones. This is a Black Flag for Honor meets the PvP sailing piracy. Wait a minute. This sounds a lot like Sea of Thieves.
Oh, yeah, kind of does. All right. I see wiping out the enemy team, so PvP only version of Sea of Thieves, maybe?
Yeah, taking out the one part that makes the game fun.
Well, those games always sound appealing, but then you try to find a server with players on them for the rest of your life. So I could be wrong.
No. Age of Empires 4?
Ooh, wow. Okay, now Age of Empires... Yeah, that's in my core DNA. I used to be a ladder ranked player back in the day, and I've really enjoyed the remastered 3. So does it make me want to play 4? I don't think the RTS strategy could use a real, pick-me-up. And that might be it, because the genre just has been pretty stagnant.
Well, the one nice thing about the real-time strategy is that we have esports players doing the real-time strategy.
Right.
So maybe this is the Age of Empires way of getting into that.
Well, it could be, because Age of Empires was one of the original ladder-ranked games back in the day, that and StarCraft.
Next on the list, we have Dead Island 2.
Why do I feel like Dead Island 2 already existed?
That's kind of what I was thinking here. This is by the same developer that did Dying Light, or at least the first Dead Island.
Right.
I always liked the story, but the game, I never could get into the game.
Well, that's got to be in development forever. All right. Oh, were you scrolling over Elder Scrolls 6?
Well, it said scroll.
Elder Scrolls 6, Bethesda, recently purchased by Microsoft. Uh-huh. This is their hot new title to take us back to the original thing. Now, this one, I mean, I know it's in development. I know that they just got sold. I want to believe that it's going to be okay. I do.
Even if they stop with Skyrim, I think they did a good thing.
That is true.
With Elder Scrolls 6, it will be interesting to see where they go and how they expand the world.
Oh, yeah. You can hope. Oh, Starfield, another Bethesda. Star Citizen, seems like it's been in beta since the dawn of time.
System Shock 3, oh my God.
Ooh.
Now, this is a TBC game, although System Shock 1 and 2 were amazing, even if they were dated.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see what they do with a brand new engine, if they have a good writer.
Next on the list, we got Diablo 4. We skipped a few of them, obviously, but we have Diablo 4. A long last, we have some confirmation of Diablo 4. It is a not even coming from Blizzard soon.
Yeah, I feel like Blizzard likes to tease Diablo every time there's nothing to talk about. But it's nice to see them officially sort of saying that they're making one.
Well, didn't they do that with some Duke Nukem game?
It seems like that's just kind of how Blizzard announces stuff. They knew need a couple of hot titles to get their Blizzard game launcher on the radar, and I'm a huge Diablo junkie. I hope that it's great.
And there are a few other games on the list that we'll probably not really talk about. I mean, we got Suicide Squad, and then there's something about Resident Evil 4 Remake, which we're not excited about remakes because we have the Crysis Remastered. That was terrible.
You know, it's just some games have their time, Dennis. Some games have their time.
Be sure to check out PC Games N for the entire list. You can see some of the trailers that were actually on there. And let us know in the comments or on Twitter what anticipated game you're excited about and which ones that we talked about that we got completely wrong. For more information on the topics discussed in this podcast, please consult our show notes at hardwareasylum.com. Stay up to date on the latest at Hardware Asylum by subscribing to our RSS. Follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. This has been a Ninja Lane production, copyright 2020. Thanks for listening.